Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Hello, beloved of God. I have something very important that I want to share with you from the Word of God today. It's about a principle that I learned over four decades ago, and that is the power, the authority, the importance of the name of Jesus. Now, I want to start in the 16th chapter of Mark. This is where Jesus himself, after his death, his resurrection, has appeared to his disciples, and he begins to give to them what we call the Great Commission. That was the charge for them to go out. Let's notice what he says here. In verse 15, 16th chapter, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe." Now, what was he talking about, those that believe? It was not only them going and believing, but it was also preaching to those who received the word and believed. So anyone who believes can have these signs following. And what are the signs? We're talking about the manifestation of the Spirit of God, salvation, Holy Spirit, baptism of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, laying hands on the sick, the miraculous. But he goes on and explains what those are. And he says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, they will, not might, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and recover, as long as they do it in his name. Go in his name and also use his name. And then in the 19th verse, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. And they went in his name and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. So what we see in this scripture is the importance of the name of Jesus. As I mentioned, I really had a dependency upon the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us to pray in the name. It goes through everything that we do is in the name of Jesus. And let me share a story with you. CK and I, we were so excited when we were baptized in the Holy Spirit. I mean, we just went out doing the works of Jesus. Everything that he did, everything that he said that we could do, we just did it. We just expected it to happen, the miracles to follow. And they did. But I had such a dependency upon the name of Jesus that, man, it was like it became a point of contact. If I prayed for somebody, for instance, if they needed healing, and I laid hands on them, the Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I, at that point, just had this expectancy that not only did I have authority and I could do it, but the moment I said, in Jesus' name, that it was going to be done. Because, man, the power and the authority is in that name. We realize that everything that the blood of Jesus purchased for us is released through the authority of the name. The name backs up the power. The name backs up the blood. Hallelujah. And so, very early days in ministry, I had a meeting. And I went to this city and I was preaching the service that evening. And fully expectant, as I was teaching on miracles and Jesus, I was going to lay hands on the sick afterwards. They were going to be healed. Because why? I was going to use the name of Jesus. So after the service was over, I gave an invitation. Is there anybody in here that needs a miracle? Anyone who needs a healing, come up and I will pray for you and Jesus will heal you. And so line of people came up. They gathered around kind of like in a prayer line all the way across in front of me in the platform. And I went down to the very first one. It was on my right, the the prayer lines left, and I reached up my hand and I said, as I touched their forehead, I said, "In Jesus' name, be healed." In fact, I think I said it the other way around. "Be healed in Jesus' name." Man, I put emphasis on that name because the power is going to work. And that person, boom, they just fell under the power of God. And then I, after the service was over, by testimony, that person was completely healed. Here's the point. I went to the next person, and I reached up my hand, and I touched him, and I said, "Be healed." And before I could say "in Jesus' name," they fell under the power, and they were healed. Caught my attention. I went to the next person, and I reached up and touched their forehead. Before I could say "be healed" or the name of Jesus, boom, power of God hit them. They went down under the power. They were healed. I turned to the next person, and as I started to reach my hand up, they just fell. And then after them, like a row of dominoes, one by one, all the way down the line, everyone just fell on the floor under the power of God. And so afterwards, testimonies, great healings, miracles, wonderful. But I was questioning the Lord while I began praying for those first few, because I had faith in the name of Jesus, but here's the problem. I didn't get to say "in Jesus' name" on the second one. I didn't even get to pray on the third one. And so I was asking the Lord an internal dialogue at that point and saying, "Lord, I didn't get to use your name. What's going on here?" And the Lord spoke to me. And he said this in my heart, just as plain as day, while I was laying hands on people. And he said, "Didn't you come here in my name? Didn't you preach this sermon in my name? Didn't you invite the people to come up in my name? And when you started to pray for them, didn't you speak and use my name?" And inside I just said, "Yes, Lord." And he said, "Well then, even if you don't get to speak the name itself, Jesus, that word coming out of your mouth, you're doing it in my name." And he said, "Do everything in my name. Use my name. Speak my name. But go in my name. And the power of God will follow you." I learned a great lesson that day. The power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that name, regardless if it's Hebrew or in Spanish or in Greek, or in Italian, or any other language, all of those names are the name of Jesus. So it's not the letters and the enunciation of the name. It is the name that it's ascribed to, and that's Jesus. And he responds. He knows every variation of his name, and he will respond to that. Well, then I learned something else. In the book of Acts, with the third chapter, we have a story. Beginning with verse 1, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour." I mean, we're talking about just right after, you know, Jesus has died, been raised from the dead. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. They were endued with power of the Holy Spirit. And man, they were obeying Jesus. "Go preach that word. Signs will follow that word. Do it in my name." And notice what happened. "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple." In other words, he had been given the position by, I believe, the Sanhedrin Council, of having that spot to beg and ask for alms. "While seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on them with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive money. I mean, that's what he was doing, begging. He wanted to receive money. And he thought, man, if they're trying to get my attention, say, look at me, it means they got money for me. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So he spoke it. He spoke to him. He spoke that name in the name of Jesus Christ. So they had went in the name, and that's good, but they spoke the name also. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Wow, what a miracle that happened there. It's interesting, that reminds me of one time I was preaching it was in Reno, Nevada, years and years ago, and it was in a large home. It was a deputy sheriff of Reno, Nevada, and they had invited me to come, and they were going to gather all of their family together in that house. They were a Catholic family, but they wanted to make sure that they all really knew the Lord Jesus, salvation. They wanted miracles. And so I came and preached. There were about 50 family members in that home. And it filled up the living room and the family room area and around the kitchen. And I was standing there preaching. And as I was preaching, I got to the end and I began to pray for people by words of knowledge, etc. What's really interesting, one of the miracles, there were a number, I don't have time to tell you all of them, but it was in the name of Jesus. There was a woman that was sitting in the chair. I noticed she was just sitting there with her hand like this the whole time I was talking about the Lord. I didn't realize that there was really anything wrong. And I just walked over to her and I grabbed that hand and I said, in Jesus' name, be healed. And I pulled her right up out of the chair. And she looked at me, big eyes. And she turned and she ran down the hall into one of the back bedrooms. I didn't know what was happening. And I looked around, bewildered. And one of the people said, she has arthritis so bad that her hand has been frozen to her chest for several years, and she can't walk without a walker. You grabbed that hand, pulled it out straight in the name of Jesus, and without a walker, she was not only healed, but she ran all the way down the bedroom without that walker. The power of the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, this man was healed. Verse 8 says, so he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. So Peter and John, I'm quite sure, whether they had much money or not, wouldn't have mind giving the man the money. But they knew that money wouldn't help him. It'd only be temporary. They had something more important to give to that man. And that was the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And so when they used that name, a great miracle happened. And then following that, such wonderful things. Let me share with you. By the way, before I get into this other part, did you know that all major world religions and educated non-religious people believe in the historical Jesus? Yeah, they do. Why? Because historically, Jesus cannot be disputed. He was a real person. He lived in history. History records that. But here's the point. Even if they agree that he was a wise man, a good man, it's those who receive him as their Savior and those who learn the power of his name that actually enter into the kingdom of heaven and do the works of Jesus on the face of the earth. The name is that important. But let's look at this. When you go to Acts 4, because Peter gets arrested. Peter and John, they perform this miracle. The religious leaders, they don't like that. They don't want people preaching the name of Jesus. So they arrest them and bring them in for trial. So there's questioning going on here. And let's look at chapter 4, beginning with verse 6. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them, the apostles, in their midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Do you catch that? They not only healed the man by using the name of Jesus, but when they're brought in for questioning, the leaders have the sense, the knowledge, the understanding that authority has to be delegated to somebody by or in the name of someone else, whether it's natural authority, spiritual authority. And so they question them. They could have said, why did you do this? Who gave you permission to do this? But they said, by what authority did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, listen, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. Completely whole. By that name. Praise God. And then it says in verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Praise God. That's the importance of the name of Jesus. I encourage you to develop a primary dependence on the name of Jesus Christ, to learn about its power, the power that's intrinsically placed in that name. Because like I said, all of the authority that Jesus has, everything that the power of his blood has purchased, is held to be released by the power and authority of his name. Jesus, in your precious name now, I pray for the people. I pray for everyone that the revelation of that name would explode within their heart. Release that anointing into their lives now, that it can affect every part and aspect of their life in you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for that. In your name, amen.
I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.